下午的时间可以亲近主，可以重新得力。我们要一起唱一首诗，在颂赞诗选216，颂赞诗选216。
Thank you.
今天下午如果多有安静的时间也是很好，我们的主耶稣自己在这里，他已经来了，他已经在这里，我们亲近他，他会做奇妙内在的神迹，他会行神迹。我们单单的仰望他，等候他，瞻仰他的荣美。 请坐。我们请我们的郑牧师带领 Brother Eddie 做翻译。好，谢谢 Brother Eddie 给我们讲。
Again, this afternoon we have such great joy to come together and to wait upon the Lord.
今天下午我们再一次在此聚集，我们有这么大的喜乐，一同来等候神。
There's always a feast for us when we come into the presence of the Lord.
当我们来到神的面前，好像是来享受一个丰盛的筵席。
There's a fullness of joy there.
那有他丰盛的。喜乐，丰满的喜乐。
I have set the Lord always before me.
哦，主啊，愿你永远的在我面前。
Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
他在我右前方，我就永远不动摇。
I have hope in him.
我相信他，我在他里面有盼望。
And no one who hopes in him will be ashamed.
凡相信他的，凡在他里有指望的，永远不自羞愧。
This morning we, just for a few minutes, we thought of the great inheritance that we have.
今天早上我们也提到那个神给我们伟大的丰盛的产业。
It says in Romans 8 that since we are children of God, we have an inheritance.
我们在罗马书第八章，我们是成为神的后嗣，那我们有这样的一个就是一个产业。
As children, we are heirs.
我们成为他的儿子，我们成为他儿女，也成为他的儿子。
Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
我们借着耶稣与基督连接，我们成为神的后嗣。
What a great thing it is to be in this family.
感谢神，在我们能够在神的家中。
Our Father in heaven owns everything.
我们的天父，他拥有一切的事。
He controls everything.
他掌管万有。
Far better to be an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ.
那当我们借着基督，我们跟基督连接，我们成为神的后嗣。
Then it is to possess any earthly inheritance.
那我们能够成为神的后嗣，比能够在这地上拥有任何地上的产业更为宝贵。
I guess it would be nice to be the only child of Bill Gates.
哈哈，成为比尔盖茨的独生子。
We hope they don't have too many children, so we'd have to share.
不需要有太多的孩子能够分享他的产业。
But we read about our God that He has a throne that is established in the heavens.
但是我们知道我们的神在天上，他有宝座。
And His kingdom rules over all.
他的国度掌管万有。
When I was a child, we had a song that we sang as a little children's chorus.
我们在儿童诗班的时候，我们曾经唱过一首诗。
It said, "He owns the cattle on a thousand hills."
他千山的牛，万山的羊都是他的。
Oh, I should sing it. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills, the wealth in every mine. He owns the rivers and the rocks and rills.The sun and stars that shine. Did anybody here sing that? Wonderful riches more than tongue can tell. He is my father, so they're mine as well. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. I know that he will care for me. Amen.
Amen.
And there are many other such things.
还有一些其他这一类的诗歌。
I know you've thought of it too. You could write your own poem.
我想你们也可以写出你们自己的诗歌。
Our hearts are full when we think of our God.
当我们的心思想我们的神的时候，我们的心就充满了那个丰满的感觉。
And the riches that are His.
那他丰盛的 这个他的丰盛的丰富。
And that we are included in a vast inheritance.
哦，我们在他那个数算不尽、那么浩大的那个产业中，我们在其中有份。
And if there were twice as many children, or 100 times as many children, it wouldn't make a difference.
啊，即使是两倍或是几百倍，没有的孩子只是后世，没有关系。
Or I should say, it would be that much better.
哦，我们想啊，那样子更好。
But we wouldn't have one bit less.
啊，我们只要一点点。
Because all that there is in Christ for me is mine.
所有在基督里面的都是我的。
God has made all fullness to dwell in Christ.
神让我住在基督里面。有那样他一切的丰盛。
And God will supply all our needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
神要照他荣耀的丰富，使我们所需用的一切都得以充足。
We are fellow heirs with Christ.
我们是基督的后嗣。
Every child of God has access to everything that there is in Christ.
我们每一个神的儿女，我们每一件事都要在基督里。
We can lay claim to that.
We can lay claim.
We can take it and receive it.
我们可以从他接受。
All that we need.
哦，超过我们所求需求的。
So that we might fulfill in God's purpose over us.
我们能够让神在我们身上的旨意能够成全完备。
Which is to enjoy Him and glorify Him forever.
我们能够永永远远地来享受他，并且荣耀我们的神。
We enter into this inheritance, as we've been saying, here and now, in this life.
我们能够在今生，在这个时候，能够得着或进入他要给我们的产业。
There's a wonderful glory, there's a fullness that awaits us.
我们知道神的荣耀，就是他的丰盛的荣耀正在等着我们。
And chapter 8 in Romans mentions that.
在罗马书第八章提到这样是。
The rest of this 17th verse says that if we suffer with him, we shall be glorified with him.
在罗马书十七章第十七节第八章，我们若和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
There is another part of our legacy.
这是我们很尊荣的另外的一部分。
We are identified with Christ.
我们与主认同。
And as he fares, we fare.
当他 fails.
As it is with him, so it is with us.
当我们跟他在一起，他也跟我们在一起。
We read in 1 John, as he is, so are we in this world.
他在这地上如何，我们在这地上也要如何。
He was despised, he was rejected of men.
他在这个地上为人所弃绝。
A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
常经忧患，饱经愁苦。
And a sinful world rejected him.
这个犯罪的世界拒绝他。
And were he to come back today,I mean, not in the clouds of heaven, but were he to be here today,
若是他不是在天上的降云驾临，而是在这里的话，
they would reject him again.
他们很可能再一次拒绝他。
They would crucify him again.
他们会再一次把他钉十字架。
The servant is not above his master.
仆人不能大过主人。
And when we identify with Christ, we must expect to suffer for His name's sake.
我们若认跟主一同认同，我们会因着他的名字而一同受苦。
The Apostle Paul, writing to his son in the faith, Timothy, said that all who will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
保罗写给他信心的儿，在真道上的儿子提摩太说，所有立志在世敬虔度日的人都要经过逼迫。
Now this is worked out in different lives and different ways.
人在这个地上有不同的生活，不同的方式。
Some folks face much more opposition than others.
有的人面临的更多的反对。
Depending on the situation, perhaps in their family or in their country, where they find themselves.
有的人不管他在一种情境，或许在他的家庭或在他的国家面临许多的敌对。
But it is part of the part of the lot, part of the inheritance of every true child of God to identify with Christ and suffer with Him.
但是这也是神的百姓的产业的一部分。我们若认同基督，我们若跟基督在一起，我们也会有份于他的苦难。
Sometimes when we read about suffering, we include the hard times that we all face.
我们有的时候想到这个受苦，就想到那些所经历的那些不容易的时刻。
Sometimes we come into difficulty because of our own foolish or sinful choices.
有的时候我们进入一些困难，是因为我们的愚昧的一些选择。
And then the Lord must chasten us and bring us around.
神必须管教我们，把我们带回来。
But I believe the suffering that is being spoken of here is specifically suffering with Him because we take our stand for Him.
但是有的时候我们之所以受苦，是因为我们要站在一个神要我们站的立场。
If we look down at verse 35, we see, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation?
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？
Jesus said to his disciples, "In the world you shall have tribulation."
耶稣对他的门徒说，在世上你们有苦难。
He said, "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world."
你们要喜乐，因为我已经胜过了世界。
But he promised them that they would have trouble.
但是他允诺他们一定会有问题，一定会有苦难。
As they would follow him and carry out his commission.
当他们愿意实行耶稣所托付他们的大使命的时候，使命的时候，托付的时候，一定会有苦难。
They would take their stand for Christ, be identified with Him. He said, "You will have tribulation."
当他们为主站住的时候，当他们与主一同认同的时候，他们就会有患难。
Imagine putting that promise up on your wall, on your refrigerator. In the world, you shall have tribulation.
也许你可以在你的墙上或是冰箱上放一样，在世上你有苦难。
It's not something that we would choose. I think we would probably like to have other promises before us.
这不是我们说喜欢选择苦难啊，或许我们会选择其他的放在这个墙上或冰箱上哈，
But
那其他的应许。
It says you will have tribulation.
是的，我们会经过这些苦难。
Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
什么能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Distress for His name's sake, persecution. Verse 35.
在三十五节，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？
Or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword.
是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered.
如经上所记，我们为你的缘故， 如终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
Lord, this is for your sake.
主啊，这是为着你的缘故。
Some were baptized this morning.
今天早上
early afternoon.
啊，今天中午有一些人受浸。
And they promised, Lord, no matter what, I am yours, and by your grace, I will follow you all the way.
主啊，不管如何，靠着你的恩典，我们要跟随你到底。
And it says here, for your sake, all these things happen to those who are wholly given to God.
这边提到说，我们为你的缘故，终日被杀。
And it must be so.
一定会这样。
Each one is called to take up his cross daily.
哦，我们每一个人天天要背起自己的十字架。
To deny himself.
否定自己。
To follow Jesus.
跟随耶稣。
And that's the way of life, the way of joy, the way of glory.
啊，这就是生命之道，喜乐之道。
I am sure, Sister Gerda read this to us this morning. I am sure that nothing can separate us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
啊，今天早上被教师也提到，没有什么能使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
She mentioned no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
那些在基督耶稣里的，不再被定罪。
And no separation from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
在基督耶稣里，再也不和神的爱所分开来。
And she was speaking in Chinese.
她是用中文说的。
But someone was helping me.
啊，有一位替我翻译。
Is that what you said?
是不是有提到这样的事？
Okay. I thank you for providing.These good helpers, thank you for
谢谢这位姊妹帮忙翻译
helping me understand. No separation.
没有使我们能使神的爱隔绝
The sufferings of this life that we may go through, however difficult they are,
我们在今生所经历所要经过的一切的苦，不管是如何的深
，are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us.
若何将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
We've said we are entering into the beginnings of this vast inheritance already in this life.
我们在今生已经开始进入。神所要给我们那浩瀚无穷的产业。
But the glory that is ahead of us is unfathomable and incomparable to anything that we are experiencing now.
那神给我们在永远未来的荣耀是难以测度、难以量度的。
As wonderful as it is to walk with Jesus here.
我们今生在此行与主同走。
We say where Jesus is, it's heaven there.
哦，我们知道耶稣在哪里，天堂就在哪里。
And living in His presence, as we just sang, is such a wonderful experience.
当我们活在神的同在中，我们要说那是一个何等奇妙的经历。
And we have heaven to go to heaven in.
哦，我们现在已经在属天的境界，有一天我们要到更高的天堂的境界。
And yet the glory that awaits us is so far above and beyond what we imagine.
哦，神所为我们所预备的荣耀是远远超过我们所能想象、所能测度的。
Now we walk by faith.
我们如今在地因信而行
But then we shall see.
有一天我们要看见
I remember when my father was on his deathbed.
我记得我的父亲在他躺在那边睡的时候去世的那个床上
His brother came to see him.
他的兄弟来看他
It was just a few moments or hours before he died.
在他去世前 这一几课那一一段的时间。
And I only heard about this because I was working at our camp.
啊，我正在这个就是 Pilgrim Camp 那边服事。我听说。
I had had the joy of visiting my father just a few days before.
在几天以前，我有机会拜访我的父亲。
And we had a good time.
我们曾经有很香很愉快的时间在一起。
But now he was coming right to the end of life here.
啊。后来他就来到今生的尽头。
Much of his life had been given in the service of the king.
啊，他大部分的生命都是在给付出去，也是侍奉这一位天上的主。
He had preached the word faithfully and pastored the flock of God.
他很忠心的来传讲神的道。也来牧养他的群羊。
I was told by others who were in the room that he was having a little difficulty with his breathing.
后来他在他的房间里面，他的呼吸有些困难。
And his brother came and read to him from the scripture.
他的兄弟来就读圣经给他。
And then he said to him, Edwin.
这个他的应该是 uncle 就对父亲说 ，Edwin。
You're going to see.
你将要去见。
You're going to see that which you preached about.
你将要去见到你所传讲的那位神。
All these years you told about how wonderful Jesus is.
这些年间，你常常提及耶稣是多么的奇妙。
You invited people to come to him.
你邀请人来到他的面前。
And to learn to know him.
让他们来认识耶稣
and to walk with him.
与他同行
and you told them that that narrow way ends in glory.
告诉他们这一条窄路是通往荣耀的路
and as you follow on, one day you'll see Jesus face to face.
这样跟从有一天我们要面对面的见神
Now, you're almost there.
你已经几乎达到那里了。
You're about to see what you proclaimed through all these years.
你要即将见到你这些年间所传讲的、所宣告的。
Oh, what a day that will be.
那一日将要会是如何
？When we see Jesus.
当我们面对面见主。
The one who loved us and gave himself for us.
那一位爱我们、为我们舍己的耶稣。
And then we shall be changed. We shall see him as he is.
我们要被改变，我们要看他，照着他本体的真相见到他。
No wonder the whole creation is waiting with eager longing for that day.
所以那个受造之物都在叹息劳苦，等候那样的日子。
It says in this passage that the creation was.Subjected to futility, not willing, but because of him who subjected it in hope.
受造之物一同叹息劳苦，伏在那虚空的权势之下，不是他们愿意的，乃是他们伏在这个虚空的权势之下。
It takes us back to the third chapter of Genesis, and I know that you know that story.
我们知道在创世纪第三章，你们都了解那个故事。
Where the curse came because of sin.
因为罪的缘故，咒诅临到了世间。
So it says creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of the one who subjected it to vanity in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay.And obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
因为受造之物伏在虚空的权势之下，不是自己的愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
The Apostle Paul here is giving the creation, the physical creation, the characteristics of a person.
这个保罗他把这个受造之物他给他们一个特征好像一个人一样。
And he says that the creation itself is waiting eagerly longing for the day of release.
这些受造之物都在很殷切的盼望这样的日子来到。
And so do we who have the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
我们在圣灵里初结果子的也是如此。
Who know something of this glorious, this blessed hope.
我们知道这个荣耀有福的这个的盼望。
It's through the power of the Holy Spirit that hope shines brightly in our hearts.
借着圣灵的大能，这样的一个盼望在我们里面是越来越明亮。
And there's a groaning within us.
哦，这样的一个盼望，有时候在我们里面也是叹息劳苦。
Yes, we're already experiencing glory.
哦，我们已经出尝这个荣耀。
The glory of this salvation.
哦，救恩的荣耀。
But there's also a groaning connected with this salvation.
但是在这样的一个救恩中，我们仍然有那些呻吟与叹息与劳苦。
A deep longing.
哦，一个更深的渴望。
All our longings are satisfied in Jesus.
哦，我们所盼望的是能够在耶稣里能够得到完全的满足。
And this one will be too.
那这个就是有一天会成就的。
But we are looking and longing for His coming.
哦，我们是盼望啊，我们仰望，我们也盼望他的再来。
And the day when the power of sin has, which has already been abolished, but the presence of sin will be removed.
罪的权势已经被废除了，罪的权势已经被移除了。
This is the day that we look forward to, the day of the revelation of the sons of God.
那这样的一日是神的儿子的显现。
The redemption of our bodies.
我们的身体要得赎。
We feel the life of Jesus and the power of God in our bodies even now, yes.
我们能够经验到耶稣基督的生命，甚至我们的身体现今也是可以多少。
But this day is not here yet. It's coming.
这个日子并现在还没有完全，但是它正在来到。
Sometimes it feels as though it's very close.
啊，有的时候我们感觉非常的靠近。
Then you can go home and look in the mirror, and you know that it's not there yet, because we still are in the body.
我们像哥林多前书那边，我们对着镜子反照，好像我们还在这个肉身之中。快要靠近那个面对面与神见面的日子。
But what a great day it will be when we see Jesus face to face.
哦，那是多么伟大的一天，我们要与耶稣面对面。
This hope shall be realized. Hope we sing shall change to glad fruition.
哦，我们知道这样的一个盼望会要改变，会要达成一个 reflection， 就是一个反射出来。
Faith will be changed to sight。
我们的信心要变成眼见。
And prayer to praise。
我们的祷告要变成我们的赞美。
In Second Corinthians 4，
在哥林多后书第四章
，There are a couple chapters there where the Apostle Paul speaks of the ministry of the Holy Spirit that God has given to him.
保罗在哥林多后书这四章有一些篇幅，他提到神借着圣灵所给他的职事。
He mentions one of my favorite verses. Perhaps I've even said it during the time here.
哦，我有一节很喜欢的经文，或许我已经提过。
God said, "You remember."On the first page of the Bible, where you read the story of creation, and there's darkness across the face of the deep, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
我们知道在创世纪第一章那边提到约面 黑暗混沌、啊、神吩咐光说有光就有了光。
And he applies that to our hearts.
那也保罗也运用在我们的心。
Our hearts and our minds were dark.
我们的心我们的心思是昏暗的。
And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
神说要有光就有了光。
He commanded the light to shine out of darkness. He who did that caused his light to shine in our hearts.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的已经照在我们心里。
And he did it for this wonderful reason that we might know the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
他这么做是要我们知道神的荣耀的面光照在显在耶稣基督的面上。
Paul goes on to say that we have this wonderful treasure.
保罗也提到我们有这个宝贝，奇妙的宝贝。
This working of the Holy Ghost and this ministry has been given to us, but we are just jars of clay, earthen vessels.
保罗提到这个宝贝，他提到我们不过是一个瓦器，我们有这宝贝放在这瓦器内。
And the great apostle said that.The surpassing power is of God and not of us.
我们保罗说提到这个超越的莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed.
我们四面受敌，却不被困住。
Perplexed, but not driven to despair.
心里作难，却不致失望。
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
遭逼迫却不致却不被丢弃
struck down but not destroyed
打倒了却不致死亡
always carrying in the body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies
身上常带着耶稣的死使耶稣的身也显明在我们身上
death is working in us and life at the same timeAnd because we give ourselves like this, you are brought to the experience of being quickened by the life of Jesus.
虽然死在我们的身上发动，但是耶稣的生也在我们身上运行工作，好叫我们耶稣的生命叫我们里面的人活过来，复苏过来。
This is all for your sake, he said.
他说这一些都是为着你们的缘故
that you might experience the resurrection life and power of Jesus Christ
你们能够经验耶稣基督复活生命的大能
and that God may be glorified
好叫神能够得着荣耀与称赞
it's a good thing to pray for the minister
跟吴牧师跟牧师在一起祷告很好
It's good to support the minister and pray for him because he's giving himself to serve Jesus and it's for your sakes.
为着神的仆人祷告很好是为着你们的缘故。
Here on the last page, I talked about the first page of the Bible. Let's go to the last page.
我们再看到最后面的圣经里面。
In closing, here we have...Something for us that
启示录
that gives us a little look into heaven.
我们看看有一点儿对天堂的这样有一瞥看一看
In the third verse of the 22nd chapter of Revelation,
在启示录二十二章。
Writing about heaven, the Apostle John says, No longer will there be anything accursed. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it.
在城里有神和羔羊的宝座。
And his servants will serve him.
他的仆人都要侍奉他
They will see his face
他们要见他的面
And his name will be in their foreheads.
他的名字也必写在他们的额上。
This is speaking about the saints.
这边提到圣徒。
The glorified saints.
那些已经得荣耀的圣徒。
That's part of your inheritance.
那是你们一部分的产业。
God looked upon you in love and favor, and he chose you.
神在他的爱与他的恩典中，他选选了你。
And it says that he called those that he chose, and he justified them, and he glorified them.
神拣选了你们，神使你们称义，神使你们得荣耀。
And in the glory land, these three blessings of this verse, they're so wonderful. Let's just think about them for a minute.
我们在这边，我们花一点时间想到这三个祝福。
His servants shall serve him.
他的仆人要侍奉他。
In another translation that I have, it says they shall worship him.
在另外一个翻译的版本，侍奉翻译成敬拜。
Surely worship is the highest form of service that we can render to the Lord.
敬拜是我们最高的侍奉之一。
In fact, all of our service should flow from a heart that is loving Jesus and worshiping him.
是我们所有其他的服事都是源自于我们从心里面的深处来敬拜他和爱神。
But in the land of glory, it says his servants shall serve him.
这边提到他的仆人都要侍奉他。
Makes us think.
使我们这样想。
That here in this world we served other lords.
我们也想到在这个世上我们服侍其他的主。
They oppressed us. They held sway over us.
There was way.
They had power and authority. We served them.
有一些其他的主他们有一些权柄，我们要服侍他们。
In fact, in Isaiah 26, you remember where the word says, "Other lords beside you have held us in slavery."
在以赛亚书二十六章那边提到其他的主，他们就是
verse 13. O Lord our God, other lords besides you have ruled over us, but your name alone we bring to remembrance. They are dead; they will not live. They are shades; they will not arise.To that end, you have visited them with destruction and wiped out all remembrance of them.
在以赛亚书二十六章十三节，耶和华我们的神啊，在你以外曾有别的主管辖我们，但我们专要倚靠你，提你的名。他们死了，必不能再活；他们去世，必不能再起，因为你刑罚他们，毁灭他们，他们的名号就全然消灭。
There were other lords that ruled over us, but we have been set free.
曾经有别的主辖制过我们，但是我们已经被主释放。
And the deliverance is so complete that we don't remember anymore.
那这个释放是这么样的完全，以至于我们几乎不再想到。
We don't even think of them.
我们也不要再去想。
We remember the name of the Lord our God.
我们只要记到我们神的名字。
Our mighty deliverer.
我们的伟大的释放者。
And now we serve him.
我们单单的侍奉他。
And then it says they shall see his face.
这边提到他们要见他的面。
In addition to serving Jesus always and forever perfectly, without any weariness, without any reserve, without any error.
我们要用我们的全心来服侍我们的主，用全心来服侍我们的主。
We will also be in the place where we will see his face.
我们要在我们的地位上来看见他的面。
serving before him.
在他的面前，在他的面前。
The service will be delightful if we can look upon his face.
我们要瞻仰他的荣美。
We shall know the Lord. We shall see him as he is.
我们要看见他，好像他的本体一样。我们要喜乐的来服侍他。
What a wonderful thing to see! Moses asked to see God's glory, to see his face.
摩西曾经看见神的面，看见神的荣耀。
Also says his name shall be in their foreheads.
那他提到他的名字要在他们的面额之上。
We read the other day, or mentioned the other day, from 2 Corinthians 3 about beholding the Lord and being changed.
我们在记得在哥林多后书第三章，当我们瞻仰神的荣美，我们就会被改变。
Well, these who are spoken of in Revelation 22 have looked upon him. They have gazed upon his face, and his name is reflected upon their brows.
我们看到神的面光，神的名字就要借着他们这样彰显出来。
They are acknowledged by him, and they acknowledge him.
他们承认主，他们也被主所认识。
They belong to him.
他们属于主。
He is theirs, and they are his throughout all eternity.
那他们是属于神，神也属于他们，一直要到永永远远。
It means that in heaven we're going to go on serving the Lord.
我们在天上，我们还是可以来服侍我们的。
We're going to see Jesus face to face.
我们要面对面的见到我们的主。
And his name will be in our foreheads.
他的名字要写在我们的额上。
So we've been speaking about our sonship.
我们再提到我们的所谓的众子的名分。
And in thinking about the glory that God has blessed us with here and now, and the glory that awaits us ahead,
我们想到神现在已经为我们所预备的荣耀和为我们将来所预备的荣耀。
We've mentioned these things that are so very wonderful.
我们提到这些事岂不是很奇妙吗？
That are great beyond the description.
这真的是超这些伟大的事。
And even beyond imagining.
超越我们的思想。
But in thinking of these three things in this verse,
我们在想这三件事。
I thought, Lord, what a blessing that we possess them here in their beginnings. We possess them here.
我们能够在此地能够拥有神。
We serve the Lord.
我们服侍神。
We look to Him.
我们仰望神。
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
我们仰望那为我们信心创始成终的主。
Help us, Lord, to keep our eyes there where they belong.
主啊，帮助我们，让我们的眼睛能够停在你要我们眼睛停在的地方。
And as we do, you are helping, you are strengthening, you are inspiring us, you are changing us.
主，当我们定睛在你身上的时候，你在帮助我们，你在使我们灵里面刚强起来。
You are preparing us to enter into the fullness that you have provided for us.
你正在预备我们，让我们进入神要我们进入一切丰盛的时机。
Oh, there's a glory awaiting us.
那在那里有一个荣耀预备的等着我们。
And there's a glory right now.
那这个荣耀现在正在预备我们。
And may we all know and experience all that God has provided for us.
让我们真的是期盼神在基督里面所为我们预备一切的丰盛。
What a gracious heavenly Father we have.
我们有一个多么恩典的神，恩慈的神。
He has made us his sons and daughters.
他使我们成为神的儿女。
And what a Savior we have. Hallelujah, what a Savior.
Hallelujah, 我们有多么好的一个救主。
Oh, how he loves us.
他爱我们。
And how we love him.
我们也爱他。
We are his and he is ours.
我们是属于他，他也属于我们。
And he has brought us into a fellowship with himself in the Holy Spirit.
他带领我们借着圣灵使我们与神相交。
That is near and dear and grows richer each day.
他越来越靠近我们，使我们越来越丰盛。
It is glory just to walk with him.
哦，单单来与他同行就是荣耀。
Do you do that one?
你有没有
做？ It is glory just to walk with him.
一路就是荣耀与他行。等一下我们会唱这个，好。OK.
Oh, I'd really like to sing that with you.
Okay.
Do we have time?
Sure.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, thank you. Hey, and thank you, Brother David.
And
you
know, in Taiwan, sometimes when your final words, it's warming and it's encouraging, it's comforting. Would you please, since this is the last course, would you please encourage or comfort, you know, final words in Taiwan? I was deeply encouraged. you have some words?
Sure.
Okay.
Here they are.
他在台湾最后每一次最后讲几句话，我们都很觉得很鼓励。
We've been speaking about the Father and about the Son and about the Holy Spirit.
当这个最后祝福的时候提到父子圣灵。
And about Corinthians, in fact, 2 Corinthians.
特别是哥林多后书那里提到。
Well, here's a Trinitarian prayer that closes the letter of 2 Corinthians.
在哥林多后书结束的时候，那边提到三一的神的一个祝福。
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ,
愿耶稣基督的恩惠
and the love of God,
天父的慈爱
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的感动
be with you all,
常与你们众人同在
There's nothing more wonderful than that.
没有比这更好的
It reminds us of the prayer in the Old Testament where Moses.Told Aaron, "This is the way you and your sons, the priests, will bless my people."
摩西告诉亚伦，这样是神要他们祝福神的百姓。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
神要祝福你，要保守你。
The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
神要用他的面光照亮你，要向你施展他的慈爱恩慈。
The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
神要赐给你平安，他要用他的面光照耀你。
Now the priests were to pray that way over the people and pronounce the blessing of God upon them.
神的祭司们也是这样子来对神的百姓这么说。
Did you notice the next verse says, "And in this way they will put my name upon my people."
接着怎么说？我要把我的名字写在我民的身上。
Mighty name of God.
哦，神那伟大的名字。
Here's this prayer of the Apostle Paul too. Here's his strong name.
这边保罗这样的祷告是一个非常强的名字。
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的恩惠。
The love of God.
天父的慈爱。
The fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的交通与感动。
Be with you all, and we put.The name of the Lord upon His people.
我们愿意神的名放在我们神的百姓的身上。
And then it says, "And I will bless them."
我要如此祝福他们。
Amen.
Amen. 好吧，我们请起立。这个时间也212，颂赞诗选212。我们还有几分钟时间，我们唱这一首歌好吗？
Thank you.
姊妹，我们知道创世纪灾前被提的有一位，就是以诺。以诺生儿育女，以诺与神同行300年。神要我们行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心与他同行。神要我们像以诺一样，不只是与他同行，神，我们也要立定心志，像以诺一样，得着神喜悦他的凭证。神，他愿意活着为讨天父的喜悦。是不是我们在此生，我们立定心志，与主同行，要得着神喜悦的名证。一旦神，你得着神喜悦你的名字，他的名要刻在你的额上，他的圣灵的印记要印在你的身上，你是属于他的，他是属于你的。感谢神。我们请贝教士带我们做一个最后的一个祷告。他是我的大家长，感谢神。
主耶稣是我们的大家长，哈利路亚！我们谢谢，我们大大的感谢你，我们的主耶稣基督，谢谢你一切的祝福，谢谢你一切我们所听到的、所敬拜你的，还有我们你所做的在我们的心里上面，我们大大的感谢你，相信你继续往帮助我们往前走，祝福在座的，奉你的名，阿门。一世一，我们一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我们， 我们且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。阿门。